Right, we're back after that short break, and in the studio is, seems we're on first names terms, Winrow, Barraclough, Beggs and Ward. And poor Ward, he hasn't had a piece of pizza, God love him. Now, your football team with Amy in, have you got any anybody in the island?
Yeah. We've got Helen Cooper and Kerry Purvis.
What's Helen like? Where does she play?
She plays up front.
She play anywhere.
Can play anywhere.
She played for Castletown, but she played for us first.
Played for us first, then Castletown. She's amazing.
She scored goals constantly.
She scored four against that Royals the other week. Yeah. She's really good.
Both our goals against Peel.
What was the score against Royals?
9-6.
So they're one of the top teams. So you're not that far behind now, are you?
No, we're getting a lot better. To be fair,
that was the second half. Was 4-4.
We're 8-1 down, and then went to 9-6. At half time, then it went to 9-6.
Might help if you turned up sober, Winrow.
Yeah. Good game, that game.
And Curry, I know Curry Purvis is a very good player. Sweeper, is she? At the back?
No, she plays up front. I stand by, she's the best player on the Isle, man.
Yes, brilliant.
Yeah. Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Second.
She used to play across as well, didn't she, for Prestatan or whoever? But no, she's different gravy.
She's great.
And I'll ask you, Drew, any of these getting in the Ireland team? Or should we just move on?
Apparently, Walking Football, Amy's really good with the 50-year-olds.
I heard that. I heard you're good with the 50-year-olds, walking at the walking game. Yeah. Anyway, well, this bit is a bit of fun now. We normally do some comparisons, as you know, Drew, you've done before. So the first one is Josh Kelly v. Callum Morrissey.
I'm going to go for Callum Morrissey.
Josh Kelly.
Jesus, all day long.
I'm going to have to say Josh.
Hard tackling Jesus.
Yeah.
He's known for it. Do you know what? I like Callum Morrissey. Unfortunately, I think he's coming to the end of his career now. And I think Josh is probably one of the best footballers on the Isle of Man. So I'm going to go for Josh because I like his dad. John Gartland or Tony Meppham? Who's put that one in?
John Gartland for me.
Tony Meppham for me.
Tony.
I'd better say
Tony. Tony.
No, John.
Can't wait to referee you three girls next week. Josh Kelly again cropped up and Drew Ward. That'll be a good one. Who would you go? Oh, look at Barraclough. Hey, see if you go for Josh again.
What? Josh.
I'll go for Drew.
Oh, there's a little love heart around you now. Drew, who are you going for?
Me.
Yeah. I'll go for Drew.
Do you know what? I'll go for Drew as well. Hey,
thanks,
Uncle John. Sod that, Josh Kelly. Callum Stewart or Craig Stewart? Two of the best footballers on the Isle of Man, by far.
Craig's not on the Isle of
Man. I know, yeah. So we'll
he's still away, is he?
Australia,
never rated Craig. Always loved Callum. Callum all around.
Yeah, Callum.
If Craig was here, what would you do?
I'd still say Callum.
You chicken. Colin Purvis or Tommy Miller? That's a close one, isn't it?
Yeah.
An easy one, I'm reckoning.
Yeah.
Carl?
Wall.
Yeah.
Wall
for me as well. Because Wall, he looks after my haircut. Whereas Miller goes for Beggs' haircut. Dominic Winrow or Sarah Winrow?
Definitely me.
Yeah, definitely
I'm more scared of Sarah than I am Dom.
Yeah. Agreed.
I'd go for Dom because he doesn't eat much pizza as she does. A hug or a kiss?
Kiss.
Sorry?
Kiss.
Well, yeah, definitely a kiss.
Hug.
Yeah, I'll go for a hug as well.
It's just that when I stand at that door and say his goodbye, and my lips come out and you said kiss, and then there'll be trouble. Jill Christian or Melissa Bell?
I'll go Melissa Bell. I think she's up and coming.
Yeah. Melissa, good player.
Yeah, I'll go Melissa.
Just to be the other one out, I'll go Jill.
So it's one out, one in. Well done to Mel Bell. Donna Shimon or Kerry Purvis?
I'm always going to go for Kerry.
Yeah, gotta go for Kerry.
I'll go for Donna because nobody else has. Amy Beggs or Becky Cole? That's a good one.
Attitude on the pitch, definitely.
Oh, both our attitudes are excellent.
No shouting whatsoever.
Amy, yeah.
Got to stick by our old girl.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm so proud of you girls. No swearing tonight. If you'd heard them last night, unbelievable. John Gartland or, I've come up again, James Cherry.
Oh,
yeah. Definitely,
battle,
John.
Battle of the good refs. No, I'd go
I'll
James
go
Cherry,
James
definitely.
Cherry, yeah.
I'm not putting
on the island.
Sophie Barrett. Who is it? Barraclough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought. Is it? Oh, sorry. I've got Barraclough Ward. Yeah, that's what I've got. Vicky Venn.
Oh, judging by yesterday's performance, definitely Sophie. Yeah. You had a shocker, didn't you?
She did.
Massive shocker.
Their team, I was speaking to them after the game, and all Peel said that her at the back were awful. That Vicky girl. So
she's that good, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll go for Soph.
Drew Ward or Robbie Ward?
Oh. Football wise, Robbie wins all day long as an actual human being.
All round.
What about the best haircut?
Yeah.
Right, Drew Ward or Robbie Ward? Oh. As a human being.
As a footballer. Being. Footballer, him. Human being, me.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I'll agree with that.
Lee Gartland or Carl Gartland?
They're both bad human beings, so I can't say that. But football wise, Carl, Lee's awful.
No, I love Lee.
Ackman Lee.
Everybody loves Lee.
They do.
All the ladies love Lee.
I'll go
for Carl.
Oh, nice. What about Ryan? You took Ryan out and got him smashed the other night,
that
didn't you?
That wasn't me, no.
Yeah, it was.
Popeye McGillison, it wasn't me.
Helen Cooper or Natalie Fogg?
Footballer, it has to be Hel, but...
Yeah.
They're both
Natalie's
great.
Natalie's fun on the pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Natalie's not bad.
She's the only person I know that refuses to header it to jump high or puts a leg as high as she can to not header it.
You did a good few headers yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
You had mud all over your head.
I still think you should swap shirts at the end, the girls. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Right, now the cup final is coming up next week.
Yeah.
The ladies, you've played both teams.
Yeah.
Just before you go, tell us a couple of good players on each side and who you think's going to win.
I think Sarah Riley and Wignall, brilliant players for Peel. And I'd like to see Peel win. For someone else to win.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see someone other than Corinthians or Royals win. Although Gems did win last year as well, but I think just nice getting the competition up. But Corinthians have always got amazing players as well anyway. So.
Name a couple of Corinthians. I think young Ash is on the island. She played last night.
Jade's always good. Jade's always a standout player, isn't she?
Yeah.
And Kira.
She's
really good as well.
Is that Kira Morgan?
Yeah.
She should be on the island team, shouldn't she?
Yeah, I'm thinking she should be. Yeah.
So it's going to be a close game, but you've gone for Peel?
Yeah, I'd like to Peel to win.
Yeah, Peel.
I can Crimfield to win.
I'm going to say Peel. Bruin, I think they've got a few players back. Kira Buchanan is back over from uni. She played great yesterday. Sarah Wignall is all around one of the best players on the island, I reckon.
And Sarah Riley.
Maxine's got on the island squad this season, so
yeah.
So it's really good.
Peel are in with the chances.
I think everyone should get down and watch support.
So it's split.
I couldn't tackle Maxine yesterday, so she
I'd like to see your tackle. Right, so thank you very much for coming in, and this time next year we will be talking about you in the final. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.